Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Welcome to Day 798. A federal judge ordered Mike Pence to testify in front of a grand jury that's investigating Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Pence can decline to answer questions related to his role in Congress on January 6th when he was serving as the president of the Senate for certification of the 2020 election results. Special counsel Jack Smith subpoenaed Pence for his testimony and documents earlier this year regarding the investigation into whether efforts to overturn Biden's 2020 victory constituted federal crimes. Pence challenged the subpoena under the Constitution's Speech or Debate Clause, which is intended to protect the separation of powers. Trump, on the other hand, argued that executive privilege barred Pence from appearing. It's unclear whether Pence plans to appeal Judge James Boasberg's decision, but he previously said that he would take the case to the Supreme Court if necessary. Meanwhile, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas collected nearly $600,000 in anonymous donations from a conservative group. Between 2019 and the end of 2021, Virginia Ginny Thomas acted as the self-described convener who helped raise $596,000 in donations for Crowdsourcers for Culture and Liberty, which were channeled through the right-wing think tank Capital Research Center. The majority of that money, $400,000, was routed through a different nonprofit called Donors Trust, which receives money from wealthy donors whose identities are not disclosed and then steers it toward conservative causes. The arrangement, known as a fiscal sponsorship, means that crowdsourcers did not have to disclose their donors, or information about the group's activities, or its spending, all of which would have been required if it was registered as a nonprofit. It's not clear how much compensation, if any, Ginny Thomas received for her role. Mark Pauletta, a lawyer for Ginny Thomas, claimed that her activism with people and groups that have interests before the court represents no plausible conflict of interest issue with respect to Justice Thomas. And finally, Kevin McCarthy demanded a meeting with Joe Biden to discuss raising the debt limit. The White House responded to McCarthy's demands by calling for House Republicans to produce a budget proposal before any meeting would occur. Republicans want Biden and the Democrats to agree to spending cuts as a condition of raising the debt limit, but the White House has called on Republicans to accept a clean debt limit increase without any conditions, like they did three times during Trump's presidency. Biden released his budget earlier this month, which would cut the deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade, and asked House Republicans to release a budget of their own to begin negotiations on spending cuts going forward. Republicans have yet to release their budget, and Congress must raise or suspend the current $31 trillion cap by this summer or risk a default. And in the polls, a PBS NewsHour and Marist national poll said 40% of Americans think Trump has done something illegal, and an additional 29% consider Trump to have done something unethical but not illegal. 23% of Americans, meanwhile, believe Trump has done nothing wrong. And the Wall Street Journal says 78% of Americans say they are not confident that life for their children's generation will be better than it has been for them. 21% feel confident that their children will be better off. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.